भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। दष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स नंबर 15। भगवान् स्तु गदा वेगम विसृष्ट रिपुनोरसे अवचन्त्यतिरोषिणा योगारूढ इवान्तकम्। भगवांस्तु गदा वेगम् विसृष्टं रिपुनोरसे अवाञ्छत्यतिरश्चिना योगारूढ युवान्तकम्। भगवांस्तु गदा वेगम् विसृष्टं रिपुनोरसे अवाञ्छत्यतिरश्चिना योगारूढ इवान्तकम्। भगवान द लॉर्ड टू हाउएवर गदा बेगम द ब्लो ऑफ द मेक विसृष्टम थ्रोन रिपुना बाय द एनिमी उरसी एट हिज ब्रेस्ट अवंचत्य डॉज्ड तिरश्चिना असाइड योगा अरुढ़ एंड अकम्प्लिश्ड योगी इव लाइक अंतकम डेथ। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज लविंग डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। The Lord, however, by moving slightly aside, dodged the violent make blow aimed at his breast by the enemy, such as an accomplished yogi would elude death purport. The example is given here in that the perfect yogi can overcome a death blow although it is offered by the laws of nature. It is useless for a demon to beat a transcendental body of the Lord with a powerful make, for no one can surpass his prowess. Those who are advanced transcendentalists are freed from the laws of nature, and even a death blow cannot act on them. Superficially, it may be seen that a yogi is attacked by a death blow, but by the grace of the Lord, he can overcome many such attacks for the service of the Lord. As the Lord exists by his own independent prowess, by the grace of the Lord, the devotees also exist for his service. ओम अज्ञान निमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले స్వయం రూపా కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాందికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన వైష్ణవాంచ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం. భగవాన్ సుగదావేగం విసృష్టం రిపునోరసి అవాంఛత్ తిరశ్చీనో యోగారూఢైవ అంతకం. అంతకం ఇస్ డెప్త్. అ యోగారూఢ, ద పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటలీ అండ్ మేడ్ అ టాంజిబుల్ అడ్వాన్స్మెంట్ ఇన్ ఎ యోగా can come over the death. If a person who has established his connection with the Lord can overcome the death blow, then what to speak of a Lord? And here demon Hiranyaksha is trying to kill Lord. Is it possible for him? భగవాన్ సే జుడా హువా వ్యక్తి, జసే యహాన్ పె యోగారూఢ కహా గయా హై, అగర్ వో వ్యక్తి అప్నే ఆప్ కో మృత్యు సే బచా సక్తా హై యా మృత్యు కో చక్మా దే సక్తా హై, తో క్యా భగవాన్ కి మృత్యు హో సక్తీ హై? और हिरण्याक्ष वही करने की सोच रहा है, वो भगवान को मारने की सोच रहा है. And as explained here, as the yogi he eludes the death, same way Lord has eluded this Hiranyaksha and his mighty blow of make on the chest of the Lord. In the next verse, it is said, Punargadam swam adaya brahmanyantam abhikshanash abhyadhavad tharihikridaha sambhrat dashta tachadam. The personality of a Godhead now exhibited his anger and rushed to meet the demon, who bit his lip in a rage, took up his make again and began to repeatedly brandish it about. Then with his make the Lord struck the enemy on the right of his brow. But since the demon was expert in fighting, O gentle Vidura, he protected himself by maneuvering of his own make. In this way, the demon Hiranyaksha and the Lord, the personality of a Godhead, struck each other with their huge makes, each enraged and seeking his own victory. Hiranyaksha is another name for Hiranyaksha, the demon, that what it's used in this verse. There was a keen rivalry between the two combatants. Both had sustained injuries on their bodies from the blows of each other's pointed makes, and each grew more and more enraged at the smell of blood on his person. In their eagerness to win, they perform maneuvers of various kinds, and their contest looked like an encounter between two forceful bulls for the sake of a cow. Purport for this verse. Here the earth planet is called Ila. This earth was formerly known as a Ilavarta Varsha. And when Maharaj Parikshit ruled the earth, it was called Bharata Varsha. Actually, Bharata Varsha is the name of the entire planet. But gradually, Bharat Varsha has come to mean India. As India has recently been divided into Pakistan and Hindustan, similarly, the earth was formerly called Ilavrata Varsha. But gradually, as time passed, it was divided by national boundaries. So, as per the history, there was no different nations on this planet. But there was only one, and that was Bharat Varsha. So the whole Earth planet was known as a Bharat Varsha. O descendant of Kuru, Brahma, the most independent demigod of the universe, accompanied by his followers, came to see the terrible fight for the sake of the world between the demon and the personality of a Godhead, who appeared in the form of a boar. The fight between the Lord, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and the demon is compared to a fight between bulls for the sake of a cow. The earth planet is also called Go or Cow. As bulls fight between themselves to ascertain who will have a union with a cow, there is always constant fight between the demons and the Supreme Lord or his representative for the supremacy over the earth. Here the Lord is significantly described as Yajñāvayava. One should not consider the Lord to have the body of ordinary boar. He can assume any form and he possesses all such forms eternally. It is from him that all others' forms have emanated. His boar form is not to be considered the form of an ordinary hog. His body is actually full of yajna or worshipful offerings. Yajna, that is sacrifices, are offered to Vishnu. Yajna means the body of Vishnu. His body is not material, therefore he should not be taken to be an ordinary boar. Brahma is described in this verse as a swarat. Actually, full independence is exclusive to the Lord himself. But as a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, every living entity has a minute quantity or independence. Each and every one of the living entities within this universe has this minute independence. But Brahma, being the chief of all living entities, has a greater potential of independence than any other. He is the representative of Krishna and the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and has been assigned to preside over universal affairs. All other demigods works for him. Therefore, he is described here as a swarat. He is always accompanied by the great sages and transcendentalists, all of whom came to see the bullfight between the demon and the Lord. As explained here, there is always fight between demon and the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. to establish the supremacy on this earthly planet. Because Jiva, he has come to this world. For what reason? Why we are here? Oh, in this material world. That's good. You came for that. Kyun aaye hum is bhauti jagat mein? Kya ichha thi? Paise ghum ke aane ki? ऐसी कौन सी इच्छा थी जिसके कारण इस भौतिक जगत में आ गए? क्या क्या मिस यूज किया?
भगवान के साथ जैसे भगवान चाहते, भगवान की जैसी लीला जैसे भगवान के साथ हम भी,
भगवान के सदृश भोग करना चाहते थे हम, यानी हम स्वयं भगवान बनना चाहते थे. We want to law become a lord. That's why we came to this world. We want to enjoy like a lord. So if you come here, then what you will try to do? Lord puts you in this world as a swarat. The word swarat means totally independent. That's why Brahma, who has come here to see this fight between the Lord and demon, he is called as a swarat. Means independent. At least in this material world, he can do what he wants. So when we fall down from the material, in the spiritual world, what we became? Brahma. But Prabhupada says specifically in this purport, full independence is exclusive to the Lord Himself. But as a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, every living entity has a minute quantity of independence. Each and every one of the living entities within this universe has his minute independence. But Brahma, being the chief of the all living entities, has a greater potential independence than any other. So there is always competition, struggle, fight between demons and devotees. Devotee want to enjoy this material world? Huh? Bhagat log kya chahte? Ye kursi meri ho, ye ho, wo ho, kya chahte? Huh? Soch rahe. सोच के बताएंगे. What devotee wants? What devotee wants? What is the desire of devotee? What does he wants? Huh? To serve Lord. To serve Lord, is it needed that he should establish his sovereignty on the earth planet? Sovereignty, his empire on this earthly planet. Does it need it? Then why Prabhupada writes here that there is always fight between devotees and demons? Huh?
Asura,
ईश्वरोहम अहम भोगी सिद्धोहम बलवान सुखी. I am the controller. And devotees of the Lord try to curb this tendency. And that's why they fight with demon. Why? Because they want to curb this mentality of a demon, that they want to enjoy this earthly planet for their own sense gratification. But does it meant for them? No. But this whole thing is meant for the service of the Lord. And so they wanted to use all these ingredients, elements for the service of the Lord. And demons, they want to use these things for their own sense gratification. That's why there is always eternal battle between devotees and demons. And here it is said that Brahmaji is always associated with the great sages and transcendentalists. Vahir Mukha Brahma Janma Napai Dhyar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, O my Lord, if possible, give me the birth of insect at the house of Vaishnava than the Bahir Mukha Brahma Janma. That giving me a birth of a Brahma who is not devotee. But this Brahma, who has explained in this verse, is a devotee. Why? Because he is always accompanied by the great sages and transcendentalists. So devotees, we can make it out who is devotee, who always associate with the devotee. See, devotee, can't we just distinguish by how he looks? Like, oh, he's very handsome. He's having nice tilak. Or maybe having a brown hairs or golden hairs or nice long shika. These are not the characteristics or symptoms of devotee. The characteristics or symptoms of devotee, they have explained by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. What he says? Bhagavad Gita. Oh, idhar. In the 12th chapter, he says, Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna yevacha Nirmamo nirahankara samadukha sukhakshami santushtaha satatam yogi yatatma dhranishaya mayarpita mano buddhir yo mata bhakta samipriya. Who is dear to the Lord? That person. How is he? Santushta. He is always satisfied, not morose. Like someone has died right now. I don't have anything to support myself. He's not like that. He's santushta. Santushta means, in English, it is translated as satisfied. Who is satisfied? Who is nispruha? Nispruha means, spruha means desire. Who does not have any other desire than serving their Lordship? No desire for sense gratification. That person is nispruha. See, what burns a human being? A fire or envy? What burns a lot? Fire can burn your body, but envy will burn your consciousness. And that will be a great impact. Because the person who is envious or suya means same, envy. He can't sleep. In Vidur Niti, he has given 7 examples for the people who can't sleep at night. Do you want to hear? Is there anybody who is not able to get sleep at night? There are 7 people, as per the Vidur Niti, they can't sleep at night. 1, who has lot of lusty desire. 2, who is attracted by other's wife. 3, who is too much attached to grab other's property. 4, who is a thief. He also can't sleep at night. 5, who is Atatai. Atatai means who wants to put everyone else in trouble. That person. 6, who eats too much. And 7, the person who is envious. So these people can't sleep. It's not possible. And devotees? They are not envious. They also does not sleep as like a common man. But they sleep as much as body needs. Because there are some devotees who chant their 192 rounds. It takes 22 hours. So when they will sleep then? That does not mean they are envious. So they can't sleep, but they are in love with Lord. Someone is really in love with the Lord, that person can also conquer the sleep. Because they are Adveshta. Adveshta Sarva Bhutana. Not only a human beings, they are not envious of any living entity. So we have to go so far, you know. Very long to go if you want to go back and back to God. Because this is what the qualities of person whom Lord loves. And if you don't love Lord, or Lord does not love you, how you can go back, come back to God? Is it possible? Like when Lord Krishna, he went as a messenger of peace, Shanti Dut, in the assembly of Kurus, and he put forward his suggestions or his message in front of the Kuru assembly. They denied. And at the lunch time, Duryodhana asked Lord Krishna, please come and have a lunch with me. And Lord denied that. Generally, person denies for the food. One, when he is not hungry. And second, even though he is hungry, but if he does not love that person who is calling him, that time they don't eat. We don't like to eat with our enemy, do we? But nowadays we don't know who is our enemy and who is friend, so they go to the restaurant and eat at one place only. That's the age of a Kali. Same way Lord explains to Duryodhana. See, I'm not hungry at all. I don't want to eat at your place. And second thing, even I'm hungry, but I don't want to eat with you. And where he goes? To eat. He goes outside of Hastinapur. On the threshold of Hastinapur, on the border of Hastinapur, where there are different upavanas. It's not exactly forest, but like a forest, where Mahatma Vidur was staying, because he was banished from the Hastinapur by Duryodhana. He asked him to quit, go away from here. And Vidurji left that place. And he started living on the outskirts of Hastinapur in the Upavan. So Lord went all the way out of Hastinapur at the hermitage or kutir or hut of Vidurji. And Vidurji was not there, surprisingly. So who was there? His wife was there. And Vidurji has given up everything. So even they were not having enough clothes to wear. He went and he knocked on the door. And Vidurani was inside. But she was not having enough clothes to cover herself. So she was not able to come to the door to open it. Then what Lord did? He took out his upper garment and he threw inside. So she covered with that and she opened the door. And he said, I am hungry. Can you imagine? The person who has not having enough clothes, Lord is going to him and he is asking, I am hungry. Feed me. See, this is what Lord, he desires from you. Generally people, they think that, what Lord desires from me? He desires everything from you. Whatever you possess, he wants to take it away from you. Padashritanam samasta chauram karoti bhikshuk patigeha heenam. Whoever takes shelter at his lotus feet, he makes them a beggar who walks on a road. That means he does not have even a house or home. And she was surprised what to feed him now. Then she saw there are some bananas. So she took out them. And she saw the beautiful form of the Lord, and as he is sitting in front of her, she started peeling off the bananas. And what she did? She was throwing the banana and giving him a peel of banana. And Lord, with intense love for her, like a sheep or goat, he started eating that peels of bananas. And banana was down there. At the same time, Vidurji came. Vidurji saw this and he was surprised. He said, what is this? You have spoiled my household life now. Being a grahastha, I should offer everything, whatever I have, to the Lord. But here, you have done the topsy-turvy. The thing supposed to throw away, that you are feeding it to the Lord. And supposed to eat, that you are throwing it out. She came to her senses and she immediately stopped and she started giving the banana. Then Lord said, no, enough. My belly is full now. I don't have any taste in this banana, because whatever you offered with the love, that has filled my belly. So what Lord wants from you? Wants what you have for him in your heart. That is love. And that's why it is said that nirmama. Nirmama means nothing is mine, my Lord. It's all yours. If you become that, then you become dear to the Lord. Otherwise, you may try for lives together. I'm not going to go back home, back to Katya. And how one can become Nirmama? If they stay in touch with the devotees, when they are in association with devotees. Because in the association of devotees, one can realize what belongs to him and what belongs to the Lord. See, actually all these stories, that's what they tell us. Hiranyaksha was thinking that he can control the earthly planet. He wanted to possess that planet under his control. What he was doing then? He was increasing his field of enjoyment, considering himself superior than the Lord. Ishwaroham aham bhogi. He was thinking he is the enjoyer. And that what makes him a demon. So, to abandon this particular attitude, because this is what creates a great hindrance to love their Lordship. So Srimad Bhagavatam tells us that whatever minute independence that we have got it, don't use it for your own sense gratification. But use it to come over that sense gratification and engage in the service of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any doubt? Any question? Any comment? Koi tika tipni? कालोस्मि कृत प्रवृत्तो. भगवान कहते मैं काल हूँ. काल डेथ पर्सोनिफाइड. मृत्युर सर्वहरश्चाह. मृत्यु के रूप में मैं सब कुछ हरण कर लेता. चाहे तो प्रेम से दे दो, नहीं तो बोले मैं तुमको मार के ले लूंगा, लेकिन ले तो लूंगा, मैं छोड़ूंगा नहीं. इसलिए आपने आप होके देना ही अच्छा है, भाई ले ली. उससे क्या उनके प्रति हमारा प्रेम और बढ़ेगा. श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. क्या हुआ? मुझे लगा ही था वो डाउट आपको आएगा करके कि भगवान का शरीर दिव्य है तो खून कहाँ से निकल आया.
ये दूसरा भी नहीं लिख दिया, पहले ऐसे लिखा कि कुछ खरोच नहीं है, कुछ नहीं है लिखा, फिर बाद में वो
लेकिन दोनों को डिबोटी बोला है, दोनों डिबोटी लड़ रहा है, बोला भगवान को भी उसे बोला है, यार ये लिखा है
क्या लिखा है,
दोनों मध्य मध्य लड़ रहा है बोला
क्या,
दोनों ऐसे भक्त ऐसे
रहे. मेरी माँ फिर से पढ़ो, फिर से पढ़ो उसको.
नहीं
भगवान से वो बत्ती बत्ती में लड़ रहे
हैं
ना. दोनों बराबर
बराबर में लड़ रहे हैं तो ठीक, लेकिन मारेंगे तो भगवान.
भगवान बोलते हैं कि मृत्यु सर्वहरश्चाह. अगर वैसे नहीं दोगे तो मृत्यु के रूप में तो मैं ले ही लूंगा. तो दोनों कैसे एक साथ ही झगड़ा कर सकते? बल्कि यहां लिखा गया है कि भगवान का भक्त जो योगी रहता है वो अपने बल पे मृत्यु को भी मात दे सकता है। तो जैसे भगवान ने यहां पे हिरण्याक्ष को मात दे दी, जैसे ही उसने भगवान के छाती पे प्रहार करने का प्रयास किया, तो जैसा एक योगी अपने मृत्यु को टाल देता है वैसे भगवान ने उस गदा प्रहार को टाल दिया। ऐसा नहीं कि दो भक्त और झगड़ा कर लेगा। वो क्या अंदर के अंदर बैठे रहते, यहीं भी हार्ट का आर्टरी क्लोज कर देंगे तो खत्म, उनको क्या इतना झंझट करना। लेकिन आप हम जैसे बुद्धू लोगों के लिए सुधारने के लिए कुछ ना कुछ डोज देते रहते। कई बार मन में वो विचार आ जाता है ना कि भाई इतना इनको आसान है तो फिर इतना झमेला करने क्या आवश्यकता है। लीला कोयलो सविस्तार, वाई ही डज दैट? To attract the living entities towards him. Baddha jivera karane. Amara jivan sada paperata kichunahi mora. आमार जीवन सदा पापेरत नाही कपुन्यरले। जनक जननी दैततनया